Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Oh, yeah, Monday all day.
Yep.
How you doing, Freddie?
It's all good.
All good.
Good.
All good.
You have a good weekend, I'm assuming?
Yeah. I mean, I'm spending a lot of time kind of taking care of things, taking care of business. Went to opening day with the Bulls back last Thursday. And
newly renovated D-back.
Yeah. Now, I don't think they're completely completed.
Yeah.
But they're on the way.
A lot of new paint over there and stuff.
New suites, seats, lots more concession opportunities.
Yeah.
I think there's a jumbo board or Jumbotron.
Yeah, a lot of video work and stuff.
A lot of nice stuff.
They
one of the best buys in this town.
It is.
For family entertainment.
It is. Go over there. It's a great place to watch a game. Very high-level baseball.
And reasonably priced.
Yeah.
And you got Tobacco Road and Mellow Mushroom and Eilers and a whole bunch of eating opportunities right around.
Whole experience there.
It's good.
And, you know, it's the highest level of baseball you can get without being in the major leagues.
And that is the theme of our question today.
Major League Baseball?
How about that?
All right.
Hey, seamless.
Isn't that amazing how I did that?
Folks, it's a high wire act without a net.
You led me right into
I didn't realize that. So I just reminded myself. Okay. So our question is Major League Baseball.
Okay. I hope I know the answer.
Well, here we go, folks. What's the only Major League Baseball team whose official logo from 1997 to 2013 featured an earring?
An earring?
An earring.
Whoa.
What's the only Major League Baseball team whose official logo from 1997 to 2013, they just changed it for this season, but the old one, featured an earring?
I think I can figure that out.
Today's Our Local Deal is from Progression Climbing. It's half off, $60 for an introduction to rock climbing package, including a two-week membership, available now for $30. Progression Climbing is a state-of-the-art climbing gym for climbers of all levels. Make sure to check out and register for their youth full-day summer camps for ages 5 to 14, and their youth climbing teams, both recreational and competitive, with weekly practices. You can register for these programs at climbprogression.com. This deal is available for a limited time, so buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
Freddie, I'm guessing that you're talking about the earring being incorporated in a Major League Baseball logo.
Yes.
Pirates?
Exactamundo.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me of the joke we had last week. Lauren Stafford told a joke about a guy who showed up at work one day. Truck driving guy. Showed up at work one day, had an earring. And one of his buddies asked him and said, "Hey, man, I didn't think you were really into, you know, earrings. Why'd you get this earring?" And he said, "Well, it's not a big deal. It's just an earring. Don't worry about it." All right. Then, like later on in the day, the guy's curiosity was killing him, and he said, "I got to ask you one more time, man. How long have you had that earring? I haven't noticed it before." And he said, "Well, ever since my wife found it in the truck." Get that?
Yeah, I get it. Pittsburgh Pirates is correct.
Yep, Buccaneers.
Yeah, the Buccaneers, and they had a logo which featured a pirate.
Yeah.
And, of course, the pirate had an earring, I want to say, in his left ear lobe.
Mm-hmm.
But this season, the primary logo was changed to something very simple, just a gold P.
Really?
Yep, simple.
You know, I didn't even know that.
Yep. Well, I was still under the impression until I just was doing research for this question, and they changed it for this season. Of course, the Pirates had a fantastic run last season, and it's a beautiful stadium, great stadium, right on the rivers, and good fan base, and they got a little, they're back in the playoff picture again.
When I think of the Pittsburgh Pirates, I always think of Willie Stargell and those guys.
Roberto Clemente, Bill Mazeroski. I mean, it's a classic, classic franchise.
Had some great players over the years.
Yes, they have.
One of the old school teams.
What? And we may be doing an old school rock and roll question tomorrow.
Oh, good.
So get yourself ready.
Any kind of a rock and roll question.
All right.